You're listening to the audio production of Snapshot by Lise Wheel, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Devin O'Day.
Prologue, April 10, 1965, Fort Worth, Texas. Special Agent James Waldron reached around his jacket and felt the Smith & Wesson 38 Special concealed at the small of his back. He scanned the pedestrians up and down the street before responding to the tugs at his sleeve. "Daddy, look! Daddy, I'm skipping!" Lisa took off in an awkward hop and skip up the sidewalk. "Wait for me," James said, picking up his pace. The camera hanging around his neck slapped his chest as he reached out for her arm. "Hold my hand now." "And look both ways," Lisa said as they reached an intersection. The light turned green and they crossed the street with a growing crowd hurrying forward. James was keenly aware of the glances and of how people moved ever so slightly away. Some even crossed to the other sidewalk when they saw him. This wasn't a neighborhood where a white man and his blonde-haired daughter would normally be seen. Lisa skipped along, oblivious. The sounds of cheering and shouts echoing through a bullhorn increased as they closed in on the throng of people. As a tall man raced by, the placard he carried clattered to the sidewalk. Lisa released James's hand to run a few steps ahead, reaching the sign as the man bent to pick it up. "Here you go, sir," Lisa chirped. She picked up the edge of the sign that had "Freedom Now" painted in bold red against the white. The man glanced from Lisa to James, then back to the child. She pushed the end of the wooden pole as high as she could with two hands.